Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. The forecast for today going to be partly cloudy, cooler and less humid, a high close to the mid-60s. Kenosha right now is at 50 degrees. It's 49 in Burlington, 48 Milwaukee, and 50 in Racine. An armed robbery of the Mount Pleasant Welcome gas station on Washington Avenue leading to a high-speed chase on I-94 into Kenosha County, the two suspects seeming to escape into a wooded area along Wilmot Road. A search with canines found nothing. Then early this morning, a Bristol resident shot at somebody trying to break into his home. 4 hours later, a man on a bicycle with a gunshot wound is found on the interstate and arrested on an Illinois warrant. The second suspect remains at large. A red pickup truck stolen from Illinois was the getaway vehicle from that robbery. The Walmart store on South 27th Street in Franklin evacuated of all its shoppers and employees because of a man possibly near the store wearing a bomb vest. West Allis police called Franklin to say this guy might be also suicidal. The building was searched. Nothing was found. Franklin Police Captain Kevin Magno says officers did a walkthrough of the Walmart and the neighboring Sam's Club with both the managers before declaring the situation a non-threat. Mount Pleasant Police Chief Tim Zarzecki has announced he's going to be retiring from law enforcement. He has been the chief there for more than 10 years, joining the department after 4 years with the Wisconsin State Patrol. He's accepted a new job outside the law enforcement field.
You know, I'm looking forward to the future. I'll certainly miss my law enforcement family and all the people that I've come to know and establish relationships with, but again, this is an opportunity that I just can't pass up.
Among other things, he cites developing the COP house on Mead Street, the hiring of 30 of the department's 54 officers, among his career accomplishments.
You know, the Mount Pleasant residents should be very happy and proud that they have a wonderful police department. Yeah, and, you know, anything that we can do to continue that outlook into the future would be a very good thing for the new chief.
Zarzecki, to start the new job in October, says he's agreed not to name who it is until they make the announcement. A contempt of court hearing is scheduled October 3rd for Racine Alderman Sandy Widener. She spoke to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about an open records case that Racine County Judge Eugene Gasukevich had sealed. The case surrounds emails that Widener and two other aldermen reportedly had sent to constituents. The city attorney's office was moving on this to take it to the ethics board. Widener filed an open records request about the emails, got denied, then filed a lawsuit. It led to the judge ordering the case sealed, including anything in terms of public comment. The October 3rd contempt of court hearing, by the way, to be open to the public. Racine's Public Safety and Licensing Committee learning about some of the properties with the high numbers of police calls it's been hearing about of late that prompted neighbors to make complaints loudly to City Hall. Well, some of those sites are improving, like 314 10th Street. Susan Wagner-Sanders says the landlord's been making some very slow progress. She also raised the possibility of landlord licensing within the city.
And if we have a licensing requirement that allows us to, allows the city to inspect properties, you're going to cut down on the number of issues where tenants say they're holding back dollars because of repairs. Landlords are going to be required to make the repairs, or tenants are going to be told that's not a valid reason, so you're going to cut down on those as well.
The possibility of even forming an ad hoc committee was part of that discussion. In order to remain an employer of choice, Racine County is going to be looking for different ways to try and attract and retain employees. HR Director Karen Galbraith telling the county board that even though the county went to a merit-based pay system last year, removing the yearly general salary increase, it was determined that employees ought to be receiving that added compensation this year. And over the next year, she says the county is going to be looking even further at other ways to help employees.
So we are partnering with UW Extension and doing a comprehensive study to look at such things as the possibility of on-site daycare, flexible schedules, additional wellness programs, and we're going to work on an overall plan over the next year.
The county board unanimously approving that 1% pay increase for the employees not covered with an earlier adjustment. Racine Mayor Corey Mason and interim city clerk Tara Coolidge are going to be talking more today about opportunities to vote in the November 6th election. Early voting hours in the city are being expanded. Satellite voting locations will be available. Voter registration kiosk set up inside the public library and at City Hall. The city clerk's office in Racine, first of all, anticipates turnout's going to be high. Pretty much the same thing in the city of Kenosha, where the libraries have also partnered up with the city clerk's office as voter ambassadors, offering information, registration applications, and guidance for casting a ballot this fall. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Tony Evers stopped in Kenosha for a crowd of about 150 at UAW Local 72 headquarters. Education, as you might expect, again a key focus for the superintendent of schools. Evers speaking about some of the teachers he remembers crying at a campaign event earlier this week because of the impact on them from Act 10. He also says that a lot of people are very much still concerned about that, and they're looking forward to making a change at the state level.
Hell, our people in private sector would never do that. In state government, I guess it's all right. We're going to change that. We're going to change that going forward. Education is a top priority. That's the main reason I'm running for this office.
Evers also touching on things like state natural resources and strengthening the middle class. Incidentally, the only face-to-face debate between Tony Evers and Governor Scott Walker for the race for the governor this fall is going to be Friday evening, October the 19th. It's sponsored by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Foundation. And coming up this afternoon at 4:30 at City Hall in Racine, the City Plan Commission is meeting. On that agenda, reuse of a former restaurant on the far south side, and a proposed animal kennel uptown. The animal kennel is Pet Parlor of Racine. It would be a pet daycare with boarding, 5 kennel facilities. 1325 14th Street is the address, right next to the railroad tracks. And 2815 Durand Avenue, next to the cleaners at Drexel Avenue. That's the former restaurant site, which has been vacant for over a year. Proposed, a Domino's restaurant, which will include takeout and carryout. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. Our newscaster there in the local news section. Throughout the day, at WRJN News gets you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.